All right, let me pray, and we're going to jump right into it. Week 3. Father God, thank you for the chance to gather together. We take very seriously our responsibility of building a strong foundation. We know that the storms of the world will come against us, and we know there's nothing better, nothing more wise than building our life upon Jesus Christ. So we ask your blessing and your presence of the Holy Spirit to guide us in this time, as we talk about this most beautiful, amazing thing. Who's Jesus Christ? Help my friends, help myself as we communicate. I also pray for Mr. Adam, who's home and he's very sick right now. We ask that you would be present with him. Thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Reggie, who are we meant to be? Yeah, good image bearers of God that do what? Yeah, we're intended to be something, right? Four things: know, live, love, glorify. Very good. What happened though? What's the human condition? What's the problem, Tiff? Yeah, that's it. These two things have happened. Corruption, think of something falling apart, something decaying. Think of a tree that's dying, okay? And that corruption has come at the hand of what? Treason. Porter, what's up, dude? Absolutely. In the bucket. Magic stuff in the bucket. Not really. There's nothing magic. But if we say it that way, it makes it sound more fun. Yeah. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who through their suppress the truth. Romans 1. 23. I believe it's 18. But that was really good. That was great. Okay, so let's talk about gospel. What's the gospel? Ward, what's the gospel? Very good. Gospel literally means what? It means good news. But since we're going to be talking about Jesus, that would make that good news better news. The better news. Yeah, gooder. The gooder, if you're from Western Ohio. The gooder news. That God is doing a couple things, okay? And those two things always go back to the story. So the better you know the story, the more this makes sense. Because what's the problem? This problem is two things, right? Right? Well, creation's corrupted, and I'm treasonous, and I need to be rescued. So the better news is that God is doing what? He is restoring the creation he loves. God loves his creation. Very important. He loves his creation. It's good. And doing what? Yeah. We need to be saved. Treason has bound us and chained us to things like sin and death. For God so loved the world that he... that who should ever believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Where is that found at? John 3:16. Very good. You okay, Sonia?
We just said like three different
versions. Yeah. I'm painting with a broad stroke tonight, okay? I'm trusting that you guys are going to keep working on these things. Okay, but all right, so let's unpack that a little more. Why? Why does he save us? You're the one who raised your hand. I'm not putting you on the spot. You're the one who literally raised your hand because he loves us. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Harper. Yeah, it's back to that purpose of what? Loving and glorifying him. So the why question is a story question. Why did something happen? If I ask you, why did something happen? What are you going to do? You're going to tell me a story, right? You're going to say, hey, well, there's this and this and this and this and this and this and this. All right, let's say that Jackson walks in, he has a black and blue eye. Jackson, why do you have a black and blue eye? Well, he's going to do what? Porter? Because apes beat him up. That's right. That's interesting. All right. But there's a story. That's a story. Why does he save us? That's a story of question. And it goes back to purpose. What's our purpose? What's our purpose? To love and to glorify him. Yeah. So anyone want to give that one a shot from Ephesians 1? In love, he... Go ahead, Ward. In love, he predestined us, right? According to the purpose of his... Now, riches is the next verse. Riches of his grace. Yeah, the 1:5 and 1:7 are very, very similar, aren't they? They're very, very similar, yeah. So, according to the purpose of his will, okay? Okay, that's the why, story. A why question is a story question, okay? How does he do it? How? Lord, put your hand down. I appreciate that. That's awesome. How? What's the mechanics of that salvation? Someone other than Jackson. Ryan, come on, give it a shot, buddy. Great, yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, yeah, grace, in grace. What's grace mean? Gift, yeah, it's literally, that's what it means. This means it's a gift. He gives us a gift, and what is that gift? Harper? Forgiveness, yeah? And what's the mechanism? That forgiveness comes how? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. According to the riches of his grace. Good. You guys gotta spend time with these. You have to. Okay, you have to. What?
No, I love this.
You're excited? I'm glad that you're excited. When we talk about holding fast, that means you're going to take these things and you're going to let them press into you. And you're going to let them shape and mold the way that your brain functions. Okay? Some of us do not memorize as well as others, okay? It could, however, and I will use Bobby McGee as an example, okay? Bobby McGee, my buddy, could probably sing me a litany of song lyrics, okay? I've heard him do it.
Old song.
Yeah, because they're in there, right? They're in there.
But you learned it when you were 10.
Between that age.
The human mind is an amazing thing. And in many respects, it functions like a muscle. Okay, it really does. The more you use it a certain way, the more it responds to that. The more you memorize, the more you'll be able to memorize. It's just, I promise you, the more you memorize, the more you'll be able to memorize. The problem is we don't memorize anything very much as a culture, do we? We put everything on our phone, so I don't have to remember it. Well, the problem is now it's on your throat, on your phone. We need to get it into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. So you sit down 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. You're just going through those questions. You're going through those verses, okay? So when the storm hits, yeah, the storm hits, yeah. I know why it hits. This is a corrupted, tormented, treasonous place, sure. But there's good news. What the good news? It's the better news that God is doing a couple things. He is in the process of rescuing and restoring, now and not yet, now and not yet. Any questions, guys, on how your week's been going or anything you want to share? Just highlights? We're going to dive into this. Yeah, Harper, what's up, girl? Gooder. Gooder. It's good. Do you have a gooder week? Good. Gooder. Porter and Harper. If I had a chalkboard. All right. Open up. Let's get your books ready. We're going to dive into some things. We talked about gospel. We talked about why God saves us. We talked about how God saves us. Okay? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace by the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's hit that. We're going to jump into that today. The delivering king. The delivering king. Okay? This is how and where the story is going to start to turn. Okay? So before you guys get to answers... You. Well done. You listened to your tape. Oh, yeah. Gold star. I don't have any gold stars. If I had one, you'd get one. Okay. Give this a shot. Who's Jesus Christ? Ward. Does it bother you that I call you Ward? You sure? I mean, it's your last name. Everyone calls you Ward? All adults of authority at your school call you Ward. So does it bother you that I call you Ward then? Because that like, imposes. Okay, okay. All right. So who's Jesus? Son of God. Good. All right. Harper, did I see your hand up? All right. Who's Jesus? King. Good. Good. Who's Jesus? Yeah, Porter. Okay, Porter, what are you supposed to do? Porter, where's the hand supposed to go? Yeah, that's a really good guess as you're reading the page. I appreciate that, though, and when we get to the answer, we'll unpack it. But I want to hear from you, though. What are things that you've heard or processed or listened to as you think about who Jesus is? Savior, okay, that word, good. Salvation, teacher, Trinity, yeah, Jesus as the Son, yeah, that's very good. That's awesome. That's tough stuff. That's real tough stuff. Good. Who is Jesus? What else comes to mind? Everyone can shout something out. Lion and the Lamb. Excellent. Friend. Good. Savior. That one's already been said. That's all you got. All right. Ryan, what comes to mind? Jesus Christ. Son of God. All right. Yeah. Porter. When you think of Jesus, you think of Father?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Who else? What else? Anyone else? All right. What? I thought you said leper. I'm like, so that you clarified and said shepherd, that's helpful. I'm like, but he healed lepers. Let's write something down. Jesus is the ruling king promised by God to, guess, rescue and restore all things. So in your gray box, slow down, write that down, those three lines. Jesus is the ruling king promised by God to rescue and restore all things. The reason we're writing it down and reading it as we're writing it is we're starting to get that into our memory. We want that to start to shape our thinking, how we do things, how we understand the world. And my good brother Nathaniel back there threw out a salvo. He hit both sides of it. We're going to hit both sides of the coin as we talk about Jesus. He talked about lion and lamb. We're going to use those two images tonight to help us understand Jesus and his ministry. He's the ruling king. Yeah, you got a gold star too. If I had gold stars, she'd get one and you'd get one. Yeah, but I don't have any. So life's hard. Welcome to being an adult. Yeah, afterwards you can have a honey stick. It's everyone's favorite part. It's everyone's favorite. The ruling king promised by God to rescue and restore all things. Creation needs to be restored. Humanity needs to be rescued. It says this in Revelation, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered." Okay? That's the verse that you want to start to associate with this idea. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we're going to unpack all this. The root of David has conquered. Revelation 5:5. Will you read this with me? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered. Revelation 5:5. Okay, so let's go over story. Okay, this is very, very important. How does the story start? What's that? That's how the verse starts. How does the story of God start? It really unfolds in six main movements. If you spent time with me on Sunday mornings, I've communicated these things. The story starts from what? Think about what's the very first thing you learned about what you were created to be. Good creation, okay? The story begins from good creation. The image in Scripture, the image, the opening two pages of the book, creation is unfolding. God's creating it, and it's a beautiful, good thing. What are you created to be? Good image bearers of God. Who what? Know and live. who love and glorify him. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the story starts good, but then it takes a really bad turn. Page 3, chapter 3. It becomes a story with corruption. It becomes a story with treason in it. Creation falls apart. We break in our relationship. What's the human condition? Cut off from God. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm now cut off from God through self-centered treason and corruption. Yeah. But into that moment, God makes a promise. What do you guys think the promise is? Yeah. I'm going to fix this. You broke it. I'm going to fix it. Yes, the chairs are loud because you keep moving it. That's okay. That's okay. And so what we want to see now is, how is he going to bring about the restoration? How does he save us? I don't know what it is either, Tiffany.
I'm like, I keep smelling something. I'm like, is there a dirty diaper or what?
I don't know. I don't know. It's right next to.
That.
It could be that drip tray.
Speaking of nursery, yeah. Is there a baby in there?
Yeah, there is a baby in the nursery. Okay, how does he save us? How does he save us? God saves us through forgiveness by the blood of Jesus. So let's unpack this, okay? Okay, last 2 weeks, good creation, treason, and corruption, and promise. Okay, king. Talk to me about king. What's a king supposed to do? Okay, king rules. Good. Yeah. Takes care of his people. Awesome. What's a king do? Yeah. Rules over. Good. Jackson, what's a king do? That's okay. What's a good king do? Anything come to mind? He owns a lot of stuff. That's helpful. That's helpful. Yeah. Harper. Takes care of people. Excellent. Builds armies to help, keep people safe. We're thinking about words like protecting and providing, enforcing laws, right? Can you guys think of any examples of bad kings, whether in history or the storybooks or Disney movies? Give me an example of a bad king. Yeah, Porter. Run that by me again. With an iron fist. Yeah. Can you think of anyone who has done that in history, or there's a movie? Yeah, Lance. Genghis Khan. Okay, Genghis Khan was a pretty ruthless king. Yeah, pretty ruthless ruler. Kind of known for a couple things. Yeah. Stalin, okay, that dictatorial, right? Yeah, you brought that up 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row almost. You and Lenin and Stalin, man. All right, that's cool. Yeah. Julius Caesar, okay, good. Yeah, a bad king in history or the movies or Saul. I don't know, doesn't Saul get a bad rap a little bit? Yeah, he kind of brought it upon himself, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Who? Harold. Harold was the name of the angel at Christmas.
Herod.
Someone got my joke. Yeah, Herod, all the Herods. And there's multiple Herods throughout Scripture. None of them are known for any very, very good things. What about, what's a good king? What makes a king a good king? Yeah. Or qualities of what would make a king a good king?
Not enforcing laws that would restrict their freedom.
Okay. All right. So striking a balance between safety. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Porter.
Putting people first.
I like that. Ms. Harper. People are safe. That's a gooder answer. That's a gooder answer. Yeah. No, Porter, we're not going to do this competition between you and Harper about who has gooder answers. Who has gooder answers? Others, Reggie, what would be an example of a quality that would make a king a good king? Or if you could think of one. Jesus is a good king. Yeah. All right. David. Good. Reggie, you thinking of anything, bud? It can be tough. There's a lot of good answers that have been thrown out there. A lot of good answers that have been thrown out there. Nathaniel, do you have something, or are you just kind of holding your temple up? Suffering? Suffering? Oftentimes to be a good king, you have had to gone through a season of suffering, a wilderness, right? 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 All right, so let's review something. What's the gospel? Better news. Better news that God is what? Restoring the creation he loves. And the word gospel actually is used a lot throughout history. Gospel is the declaration that was given anytime a new king comes out. Okay? So let's say the emperor in Rome has died, and there's a new emperor, okay? The heralds would go out throughout all the land, hey, just want everyone to know, got good news, there's a new king. I got some good news, there's a new king. So to talk about Jesus is to talk about good news. But what does this mean, the lion of the tribe of Judah? What do you guys think that means? Carmen, give that a shot. What's that talking about? The line of the... Is there any of those words here that you can help us unpack and understand? Yeah, so what's the tribe? What's that talking about? A group of things, okay? Tribe. But specifically in the story, tribe of Judah. How does that take us back to the Bible story? Anyone know? Yeah, Israel had, you know, we're talking about 12 sons of Israel, 12 tribes, 12 clusters, clans, families, okay? And so to be of the tribe of Judah was promised that of that tribe there'll always be a king. That's the royal tribe, if you will. And the lion, that's kind of the image of the king. Think of a banner, okay? King goes out marching in the army. And they have these big banners, and on that banner is hanging his signet, his emblem, the symbol of his authority. Okay? And so this is from the book of Revelation. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. What might that mean? What do you think, Reggie? The root of David. He comes from Judah, but what specifically about David? Anyone think of anything about David? Yeah, word. Jesus is often called the son of David. But why? Who is this David talking about? Reggie, when you think of David in the Bible, who comes to mind? Anything come to mind about this guy? Yeah, that guy. That guy, exactly. So David was promised by God that one of his descendants would always sit on the throne. When we think of David, we think of David and Goliath. Other stories that maybe come to your mind. Yep, that same guy. Yeah, King David. One of Israel's best kings, the good king, established the borders, established the nation, was known as a man after God's own heart. Okay? The root of David has conquered. So this comes from the book of Revelation. This is a promise where God is communicating and the people are proclaiming that, hey, the good king has come. What we've been waiting for as we battle with a world that's falling apart in its corruption, as we're battling our own treason and the corruption of others, we're waiting for that good king to arrive. And so here's something that comes at the end of the story. Behold, the line of the tribe of Judah has conquered. Now, who's Jesus Christ? So what does Christ mean? That his last name? Is Christ his last name? I mean, we've got Porter Shepherd. Shepherd's your last name. We've got Lilith King. King's last name. That's a pretty sweet last name. That's legit. That's legit. Jesus Christ. Is Christ Jesus' last name? I mean, we say it all the time. You hit your finger with a hammer, what do you say? Yeah, right? Let's just be honest. So the question is, what does that mean? When you say Jesus Christ, what does Christ mean? Okay, this is good. This is good. We're moving in the right direction, I think. Yeah, Porter? Christ is very similar to the word Messiah. It means anointed one. Okay? Christ Jesus, the anointed one. Yeah, Jackson's question.
David, he was anointed by Samuel, right? So yeah. David Christ.
But Christ is a Greek term, but he would have been called a Messiah. The anointed, one who's anointed, one who's set apart, set aside. So two specific roles in the Bible are anointed by God, kings and high priests. Kings and high priests. So to say Jesus the Christ is to say Jesus is appointed, this is to say God's appointed, anointed ruler, our king. Okay? Now what's Jesus known for? Yep. Turning water to wine. That one. Yeah, that's what we want to get right now. Yeah. Performing miracles. Let's talk about the cross. Let's talk about the cross for a second. When we think of Jesus, what makes the king, we need to talk about the cross. Because really, as you look at the story, this is all about recognizing his kingship. What you got, Jackson? Yeah, absolutely. On the cross. But can you picture that image in your mind, okay? Picture that moment on the cross. And picture a king on the throne. Oftentimes, where do you see the king? Eye level or where? He's above, right? Yep. He's enthroned above. And what does he often have on his head? A crown. What did Jesus have on his head upon when he was on the cross? A crown of thorns. Yeah, Harper. Oh, that you were going to give the answer. Yeah. There's actually a label, a sign that's nailed at the top of the cross. You remember what it says? Yeah, in multiple languages. Yeah, King of the Jews. Yeah. Yeah. He was being mocked. You remember what they were calling him? They're calling him the king. They were making fun of him. The Romans were calling him, oh, hail the king, hail the king. They're spitting on him. But that whole scene is all about helping us see that Jesus is the king. But that's not really the kind of king that we would look for, is it? But what is this good king doing in that moment? Well, what do we need in the story? We need a savior. We need someone who's going to deal with the treason and the corruption. And that's exactly what he is doing in that moment. We don't understand that. We're looking for a power play. We're looking for someone to sweep in with the armies. But what's our problem? What's the problem in the story? Our self-centered treason and corruption. And how does God save us? What's the how? Forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. So we need to now start unpacking the blood aspect. Okay? All right, so read this with me. Jesus is the ruling king promised by God to rescue and restore all things. Get that into your heart. Get that into your memory. Get that into your soul. Prove it. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. Revelation 5:5. Okay, very good, guys. Okay, let's ask ourselves another question. How is Jesus Christ also the Lamb of God? I want to hear your answer, but not yet. Okay? How is he also the Lamb of God? Bobby McGee, what do you think? Peacemaker? Okay, good. Sacrifice. Good. That's where we really need to get to when we understand that he's called the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world in John 1, which you're going to memorize. We need to kind of start to wrestle with this idea of sacrifice. Okay? Right? How is Jesus also the Lamb of God? Here's your answer. Let's write it down together. Read it with me first. Jesus is the spotless sacrifice who came to take away the sins of the world. In that gray box, go ahead and write that down. It's a way that you're helping yourself remember. It's a way that you're helping yourself remember. Jesus is the spotless sacrifice who came to take away the sins of the world. You're reading it as you write it. You're writing it upon the page in the same way that you're writing it upon your mind. Jesus is the spotless sacrifice who came to take away the sins of the world. Remember the story. The better you remember the story, the more these things will start to compound and line up. Okay? So when John the Baptist sees Jesus coming, John's proclamation, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Okay? John 1, 29. Let's read this together. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John 1, 29. So when I think of Jesus, I need to kind of have two animals in the back of my mind to help me understand the story. He is this roaring lion, this king of the jungle, this one who has all authority. While at the same time, there's this aspect of Jesus that he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Where does that come from? Lamb and sacrifice. What is that rooted in? Reggie? Yes, absolutely yes. Can you drill it down even farther for us? Before we get to sin offerings, hold on. I will zip tie your hands behind your back. Can you think of anything, Reggie? You're right. It's in the Old Testament. It's a very, very important part of the story. Pass? All right, he passes. He's calling in a friend, phoning a friend. Yeah.
Isn't when Abraham tried to gone after him?
Not specific, but that helps us understand this whole idea of sacrifice, 100%. We need to talk about Exodus. We need to talk about Pharaoh. We need to talk about slavery. Okay? So the tribes of Judah and Simeon and Reuben, all Israel's sons, the whole family moved down to Egypt. It's good land. It's great land. But while they're there, a Pharaoh comes into town, comes into authority. Pharaoh is just the Egyptian word for king. Okay, to say Pharaoh is to say king. Okay, you have good kings, you have bad kings. Okay, this is a bad one. And they begin to enslave the people of Israel. Servitude, chains, brick pits. And as a result, they cry out to God. We need to be rescued. We need to be rescued. Moses comes to be God's messenger of rescue. We have the story of the plagues. Is that ringing a bell? Anyone remember any of the plagues? Locusts, yeah, okay. Nile turns to blood. Most boys always remember that one. That one's kind of gross. Yep, yeah. Firstborns are going to die. All right, so that's exactly right. So the word is, listen, Pharaoh, you're not setting people free. You need to understand that tonight firstborns are going to die. But so that Israel does not experience that, go through that. Hold on, Harper. I want to hear what you have to say. They are to sacrifice a lamb. a spotless lamb, one per house. And the blood of that lamb is to be put upon the door frame and the door, okay, to mark it. That death will pass over. Death will go by. And this begins a very deep, important association in Israel's story, that I was set free because that lamb died. Because that lamb's blood was spilt, I am released from bondage. Okay? They will have regular feasts to commemorate this. Passover is a Jewish holiday. They still commemorate it to this day. Happens around the same time, normally just a few days before Easter. Okay? Because to know the real story, when Jesus is being sacrificed on the cross, guess what is going on in Jerusalem at that time? They are celebrating the feast of Passover. So as the Lamb of God is being killed upon the cross, lambs throughout Israel and Jerusalem are being sacrificed at the Passover meal. Okay? Important word to remember is the word atonement. Atonement. Blood, and this is not going to make sense to us of how we live in our culture, but blood is used to cleanse corruption. Okay? So once a year, in the tabernacle, which is the building where God made his dwelling, once a year the high priest would go through with blood. And he would splatter the blood here, and he would splatter the blood there, and he'd splatter the blood all over everything as a cleansing for corruption and treason. Okay? Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. How should you respond to this? What's the human response? I want to hear your answer, just not first. Okay. Why? Yeah, but right? Yeah. How should you respond to this sacrifice? Hold on, I want to hear, but not yet. Let other people have a chance. What does this, as you begin to think on this and reflect on this, what does it do to the insides of you? Makes you want to throw up? Why do you say that? Yeah? Yeah? Greater love has no one than this, and he lays down his friend. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who should ever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah. 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 Maybe thanksgiving? Maybe praise? I can't do this. I can't fix this on my own. I can't save me. I can't save this. But God says, I'll save it, and I'll save it, and I'll do it with my own blood. Porter, you have a question or a reflection?
I feel bad for the
No, but yeah, there's a lot of blood that was used. Blood is a symbol of life. Yeah. Nathaniel, you have a question. Are you holding up your temple? What you got, buddy? A short reflection. You have a short reflection. Yes, it will.
God fills this world with a bunch of life so we can get an idea of what he is like.
Yeah.
And so we have, fathers and mothers, and they have children.
Yeah.
The definition. And we get that, what that relationship is like.
Yeah.
So that now we get this idea of what it's like for him to send his son.
Very good. Yeah. The biblical term is type. It's a type. You guys, maybe some have heard of a typewriter. You guys know what a typewriter is? You ever seen a typewriter? Yeah, way back in my day. Way back in my day. I took a typewriter to college, believe it or not. How does a typewriter work? Anybody know? Harper. Yeah, so there is a piece of paper, and there is an inked ribbon. And there's the actual type. The type is a piece of metal that has the embossed letter, the metal letter. And so that type will strike the ribbon and leave an imprint on the paper. Okay? That word, that letter, is a reflection of the type. And so God, as Nathaniel said, fills all things with types. When you see this, it's a reflection of that. When you see this, it's a reflection of that. Yeah. It says in Revelation 5:12, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and wisdom and wealth and might and honor and glory and blessing." Let's go over this. Let's just get this in here. How is Jesus Christ also the Lamb of God? Read it with me. Jesus is the spotless sacrifice who came to take away the sins of the world. John 1:29. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John 1:29. Very good. All right. All right. Last question for today. Are there other ways of salvation? Are there other means by which we can fix this problem? We have to deal with corruption. We have to deal with treason. Okay? Can you guys think of other ways that maybe we could go about taking care of it? Harper, I love the fact that you want to answer this. I'm just going to hold you off, okay? You're doing a gooder job. You're doing a gooder job. Okay? Reggie. Reggie says no, okay? Anyone else say no? Layla says yes. Oh, you're saying yes to no. I'm saying yes to no. Okay, can I see you? Everyone says no, there's no other way. Who says yes? Jackson says out. He was gone, man. He was gone. It's good. It's good. I just wanted to get him awake before because he was going over. Yeah. Okay. Oh, those sleepovers. You got to watch out for sleepovers. Yeah. Are there any other ways of salvation? Well, if you're a follower of Jesus like I am, then the answer is no. Jesus is the only one who can guess. He can restore me and rescue God's broken creation. In that box, write that down. Jesus is the only one who can rescue me and restore God's broken creation. Remember, you're writing that down just to help introduce it and get it into your memory. Jackson Reese, what you got, buddy?
If God loved this creation so much, how did he let us break it?
Why did he let us break it? Because we have free will. Okay, good. He gave us responsibility. Okay, so let's just use this from a family example because you're my son and I am your father. Okay, I gave you a bicycle, right? I've given you a bicycle. With that bicycle comes with it the responsibility and the joy of enjoying it, right? Is there also the capacity by which you might break it? Yeah. Is it possible? Right, sure. But I also know that we can take care of it. And I'll take care of it. Yeah. Does that make sense? That's an excellent question. Right. Or negligence. Yeah, negligence. That's not the one who would do that. No, yeah. So are there other options? No, there's not. Are there other ways of restoring and rescuing? No, there isn't. Okay? This is why Jesus said this, John, in John 14:6. He says, "Behold, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Right, so, how is that possible? Because that sounds pretty exclusive and pretty judgy, right? Because you got a lot of other religions out there, right? And they have lots of other answers to the question. But Jesus says, no, this is an exclusive answer. And there's only one possible solution. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay. You have an antidote for a sickness. Okay. We have a sickness. It requires a certain antidote. Jesus' blood provides that antidote. Okay. You have something that's broken. Okay. That requires a tool. Jesus' sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, is the only tool that will get the job done. How so? Blood is life. That's a little different for us. When we think of blood, what comes to our mind? Death, right? When we think of blood, we think of death, because when we see blood, it often means someone is dying, right? But that's because the blood is the life. So imagine if you, and I know it's, and my brother and Ryan's are absolutely, to our minds, it's kind of, it's gross and it's disgusting. But kind of take the story up a little bit. If everything is sick and everything is broken and blood is life, Jesus says, my blood covers over a multitude of sins. Because only his blood is pure. Only his blood gives life. Okay? Why can't my blood work? I mean, I think I'm a nice guy. Carmen, I'm a nice guy, right? Right? I mean, of all the pastors you know, I'm your favorite one, right? Right, Carmen? That's the answer, right? Right? Why can't my blood work? Harper? I'm corrupt, right? I'm corrupt. That's like, you know, I'm sick and you're sick, and me giving you my blood is just going to do what? It's going to pass the sickness around. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. I need the anecdote. I need the purity and the cleanness. Harper, spot on. Well done. Exactly. That's a gooder. Gooder, gooder, gooder. Gooder, gooder, bestest, 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 bestest answer. Blood is life. Only perfect blood has the power and purity to rescue and restore. Okay? Is there any other solution? Is there any other option? Is there any other way by which we can restore and rescue? Read this with me. No. Jesus is the only one who can rescue me and restore God's broken creation. Jesus said what? Prove it. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because remember, what's this story about? What were you intended to be? Good image bearers of God that know and live with, love and glorify Him. And Jesus says, I'm the only way that can fix this. I'm the only way that can fix this. All right, let's go all the way back. We're going to do all three, and then we'll be there. You guys did a great job tonight. Thank you for being patient with me. What's that, Porter? What did you say? Oh, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we're talking about the delivering king. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus is the ruling king promised by God to rescue and restore all things. Prove it. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered. Revelation 5, 5. Good. All right, but in what way is Jesus also the Lamb of God? Jesus is the spotless sacrifice who came to take away the sins of the world. So when John the Baptist sees Jesus show up and come on the scene for the first time, what does he say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Ah, you guys are, what's that? John 1, 29. Are there any other ways of salvation? Easy answer. Ready? No, right. Jesus is the only one who can rescue me, and restore God's broken creation. Prove it. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This verse your program together, okay, is built upon those elements, okay? This module, the turning to Jesus, is that part, okay? After this, we're going to talk about prayer. That's the life. After that, we're going to talk about the Ten Commandments, okay? That's the way. After that, we're going to talk about what we call the Apostles' Creed. For I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. And on the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. That's the truth. Core tenets of our faith. Core tenets of our faith. So when Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, we're spending our time learning to build a life built on those key ideas. Yeah, what you got, Ryan? Careful. You do that in the bingo hall, you'll get you in trouble, man. Yeah, I saw that. Priority, reminder, spend time with those memory cards. Okay, I've heard from your mentors, you're a good job at doing that. Okay, but that's a part of our rhythm. That's a part of our rhythm. You need to be thinking about a hope project. Some of you have started to nail some ideas down. Be working with your mentor. Hey, I would like to do this. I would like to participate in this way. If you still need some fresh ideas, we can talk to Mr. Adam. Okay, next week, very, very, very important week. Okay, hold on, Porter. I want to hear what you have to say. Everything that we've talked about, week one, what we intended to be and what happened. Week two, God's provision of the gospel and the why and the how. Week three, who is Jesus Christ? How is he the Lamb of God? Are there any other ways of salvation? Are all about bringing us to a place in week four. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? Some of you have already come to a place where you have responded to the message of Jesus. Some of you are in the process of deciding what you're going to do with that. But next week, we're going to talk about repentance. We're going to talk about faith. Okay? Real, real important stuff. I am so very proud of each of you. To our younger students, okay, I get it. I'm lame. I'm boring. I'm not as hot as Jason Statham. I get that. I'm close, but I'm not. Okay? To our older people, I am so very proud of you. You're taking the words of Scripture very seriously, which says, take care how you build. You recognize your place, and you want a lifestyle that leads a legacy. And you're learning how to do that. That's huge. What you're doing is a big deal. And I'm very, very proud of you. Why don't we stand? We'll dismiss in prayer. And then Mr. Ryan Henderson is going to be the keeper of the honey sticks and make sure that everyone gets a favorite honey stick on their way out. Anyone have any favorites so far? The lemon one, okay, yeah. What else is good? Anyone get one that they're like really, really bad, they don't like it, and they're never going to get it again? The cinnamon one? Okay. Cinnamon not good? Cinnamon was not good? Okay. Just, hey, everyone's getting a warning. All right, we're good to go. Let me pray. Yes, Jackson, you have a question? Okay. Well, there's plenty over there. And so we're going to make sure that you get your one. We're pretty sure that you get your one. Ms. Harper, did you have anything else in closing? I know I cut you off there at the end. Do you have something gooder to say?
Better.
Thank you. Father God, thank you. You saw us in our corruption and our treason. And because you love us, you are rescuing us to fulfill our purpose of loving and glorifying you. by your grace, in your grace, you are saving us from our trespasses through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb. Jesus Christ, who is the Lion. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. We come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask your blessing, Father, upon my friends here tonight as they are wrestling and building their life upon the words of Jesus. Honor their effort. Guide them by your Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.